Brenham's Cub Baseball is on the air. KWHI is broadcasting the Cubs game against Santa Fe, made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends. The pregame is brought to you by Bilski Water Well Services, Computer Helpers, Apple Ford, Brenham National Bank, 3F Tree Transplanting Services, J&J Packing, Woodson Lumber Company, Wellman Insurance Agency, Citizen State Bank, BVR Material, Colcourse Food, Nathan's Barbecue, DDM Pipes and Steel, Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation, Glenn College, Tegular Toyota, J&A Roofing, Bank of Brenham, H-E-B, Collier Construction, and Mr. Gaddy's in Brenham. We'll go out to the field with your hosts, Doug Brown and Tommy Lang, after these words from our sponsors.
H-E-B is an avid supporter of today's youth and proud sponsor of the local sports teams. No store does more to bring Brenham families the very best at great low prices. H-E-B in Brenham has over 300 varieties of cheese, a full-service meat market with experienced meat cutters, plus fresh seafood deliveries daily. There's also over 1,000 wines, an artisan bakery, and hundreds of organics. See their circular for weekly specials and meal deals. They've got it all at H-E-B in Brenham, Highway 290 West and Highway 36 South.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woodson Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way, with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woodson Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
Sending money to family and friends is quick and easy with Zelle. Find Zelle in the Brenham National Bank mobile app. Money sent with Zelle goes directly from your checking account to theirs and makes it easy to split the cost of a dinner with a friend, send money for a birthday, wedding, or graduation gift. Zelle is wholly owned by Early Warning Services, LLC, herein under license. U.S. checking account or savings account required to use Zelle. Transactions between enrolled users typically occur in minutes. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking fun and easy. Member FDIC.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
And good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and we welcome you out here to Tor Field in Galveston, Texas, where it is the final day of the Santa Fe tournament, and kind of actually being co-hosted here by Santa Fe and Galveston Ball High School. Doug Brown with you on the radio this afternoon. Tommy unable to join us today, but he'll be back with us on Tuesday night when we open up district play. In the meantime, Brenham Cubs off to a good start here in the tournament, and they made it here to the championship game, where they'll take on the Grand Oaks Grizzlies. Grizzlies are 4-0 in the tournament. Brenham at 3-1, and looking to face off here. This winner-take-all game scheduled to get underway at approximately 3 o'clock. And the Cubs open up the tournament back on Thursday night with a 7-4 victory over Brazoswood. And then they came back and unfortunately lost to Pearland Dawson 6-0. But then yesterday they beat Santa Fe 5-1. And then while they did lose the second game of that doubleheader, that was actually just an extra game, as they were supposed to play Episcopal, and Episcopal had to forfeit, and so the Cubs get in there at 3-1. And looking at the games that they played yesterday, the victory over Santa Fe, the one that won 4-1, it was Lucardi getting the win. He went four innings, allowing five hits, two walks, just one run, and struck out two. Dawson Keim came in and pitched three innings of relief. And leading hitters in that game, Cannon Kreider with and Drake Behnke both 2-for-4 with triples. Each had a triple, a single, and a run scored. Tanner Reese 1-for-4 with a single and RBI. Owen Finke 2-for-3 in the game. Austin Maurer, Grady G, and Landry Mendoza also with hits. Maurer with an RBI. Mendoza double and a run scored. And then in the second game yesterday, rough time for the Cubs in that one. They lost to Santa Fe 4-0. It was Owen Finke and Drake Behnke each 1-for-2. Only managing just the two hits. Brady Bunker taking the tough luck loss in that one. But all that aside, the Cubs are here, ready to go, and getting warmed out on the field, as are the Grand Oak Grizzlies. And we're ready for this tournament championship game. Meanwhile, we got more to come here on our Brenham Cub pregame show. But first, we're sending you back to the studios. And let's hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
If you're in the Brenham area, don't let the team spirit stop on the field. Take charge. Load those buses and bring the whole team to Mr. Gaddy's Pizza to continue the fun. There's tons of parking and room for school buses. Bring the team and get the ball rolling at the all-you-can-eat pizza buffet, then play like a champion in their arcade filled with classic video games, Connect Four basketball, and more. After the game, head to Mr. Gaddy's in Brenham. You'll never strike out when you're bringing the whole team. Located just off of Highway 290 next to Flamingo Ranch.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohine Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today. Or visit our website at WellmanInsurance.com for the location nearest you.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
And back we go here as we continue with the pregame show. I want to make mention Brenham Cubettes. They split their games again today at the that was over at the Dripping Springs tournament, as Cubettes beat Leander Rouse in the first game 16-0, and then it was Colleyville Heritage all over the Cubettes 10-6 in that second game. And so the Cubettes now 9-4 on the season. Get ready for the start of district play against Magnolia. That'll be coming up on Tuesday night. We'll have that one for you right here on KWHI. 6:30 start time and 6:05 for the pregame show, and so we hope you'll be a part of that as well. Meanwhile, back here we've got the Brenham Cubs taking on the Grand Oaks Grizzlies as part of the Santa Fe Galveston Ball Tournament here. And Cubs played with, as we said, Pearland, Dawson, Brasswood, and Episcopal unfortunately forfeited their side. Grand Oaks, they played over here against Summer Creek, Clear Creek, and Barbers Hills. So some really good teams that they faced here as well. And that's all about it. Right now, the coaches, I would say, just in the stages of trying to get fit the pieces, make sure the pieces of the puzzle fit as they go through in the season. And this is actually one of the, I was just looking at the dimensions here, it's actually one of the shorter ballparks that we'll play in, just 317 down the lines and 331 to straightaway center. And so we get some up, we might see some balls fly out of here today. We'll have to wait and see. Wind is blowing from right to left. So we'll definitely keep an eye on that. And I know for the folks wanting to be a part of our home run inning later on, they're going to be excited about that opportunity here. But we're here, ready to go. Made the three-hour car trip down here. And we are going to be ready to take this one to you. Meanwhile, we're going to give our Brenham Cubs starting lineup. But first, let's send you back to the studios. And let's hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Tegeler Toyota in Brenham will pay you cash for your car. Have an extra vehicle? Tegeler Toyota will buy it. Just bring your car or truck in with your title, and Tegeler Toyota will write you a check for it that same day. Still owe money on your vehicle? No problem. They'll pay off your vehicle and write a check for any equity today. If you're not using an extra car or truck, Tegeler Toyota wants to buy it. To find out more, just give them a call today or stop by Tegeler Toyota on Highway 290 Loop in Brenham.
Co-Course Foods, operator of Burger King in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and surrounding area, supports the Brenham Cubs, Cubettes, Blend Bucks, and the Lady Bucks, and wishes them good luck in the 2024 season. If you're looking for great food, fast service, and a friendly smile, head to Burger King in Brenham at 1107 North Park Street or in Chapel Hill at 9011 Highway 290 East. Choose from the Whopper, the Crispy Chicken, or the Spicy Crispy Chicken Sandwich. Don't miss these great sandwiches only at Burger King, where you can have it your way.
Almost every child in Washington County dreams of being one of Brenham baseball or softball legends. Collier Construction, along with parents, teachers, administration, and coaches, are proud of the young men and women and are here to support our youth of Washington County. Let's teach our kids the value of setting a goal and achieving it. Collier Construction in Brenham is looking forward to this year's baseball and softball season. Collier Construction, building for Brenham's future.
You need short or long-term care after an acute hospital stay or from home. Make Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center your choice for skilled nursing care. Their staff is ready to help guide you through physical, occupational, or speech therapy, as well as post-surgical rehabilitation, cardiac, stroke, pulmonary, wound care, and other services to get you back doing what you love. For more information, contact them today at 836-9770 or stop by 400 East Sales Street. Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center is here for your short and long-term care.
All right, and we return here as we continue with more of the pregame show. And it's now time to bring you your Brenham Cubs starting lineup. And the starting lineup is brought to you by the Bank of Brenham. Bank with Bob, the Bank of Brenham, the bank you take with you, and the bank you come home to. Your only downtown hometown Bank of Brenham, local, friendly, mobile, member FDIC. And for the Brenham Cubs, it will be Barrett Coring leading things off and playing center field. Batting second will be the catcher, Tanner Reeves. Batting third, first baseman, Drake Benke. Batting fourth will be the right fielder, Lou Carty. Batting fifth, designated hitter, Blaine Bartlett. Batting sixth will be the left fielder, Cannon Kreider. Batting seventh, second baseman, Grady G. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Owen Finke. Batting ninth, third baseman Landry Mendoza, and doing the pitching will be Preston Lee. And for the Cubs, remainder of their bench, you got Dawson Keim, Braden Goss, Austin Maurer, Caleb Maurer, Brady Rao, Logan Mason, Brett Campbell, Philip Deal, Brody Heyman, and Brady Bunker. And we just got the lineup for the Grizzlies. And let's see, they forgot to put the first names for their kids on here. So we'll have to see if we can find that somewhere. But leading off will be the center fielder, Blackman. Batting second, shortstop, Segura. Batting third will be the catcher, Hale. Batting fourth, first baseman, Cone. Batting fifth will be the designated hitter, Martin. And he'll be hitting for the pitcher, Flawless. Then batting sixth will be the right fielder, Luck. Batting seventh, left fielder, Cortez. And batting eighth will be the third baseman, Sanchez. And batting ninth, second baseman, Johnson. Now, those of you might be wondering where Grand Oaks are. They're one of the new schools in the Spring ISD School District. I had to go back and look that up because I wasn't sure. But they've only been around just a couple of years. They're still a pretty relatively new school. And but apparently they're advancing here pretty quickly. as they've already, as we said, come into the game here in the tournament 4-0. And we got more to come here on our pregame show. But first, let's send you back to the studios. And let's hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Hi, friends. Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brenham. Whether it's between innings or a pitching change, a break in the action is plenty of time to use Bank of Brenham's fast and easy-to-use mobile app or online banking. By the time the action resumes, you could have checked balances, deposited funds, or paid bills. To learn more, go to bankbob.com or call us at 836-3332. Bank of Brenham is a proud supporter of the Cubs and Cubettes. Go Cubs and bank with Bob in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Member FDIC.
Apple Ford is proud to be sponsoring Brenham's finest baseball teams in the area. Blinn Buck Baseball, Blinn Ladybuck Softball, Brenham Cub Baseball, and the Brenham Cubette Softball Teams. Apple Ford would like to wish everyone good luck who plays today. Stop by Apple Ford and meet with one of their helpful team members to assist you with ordering your new dream vehicle that will knock your expectations out of the park. Come on in today. Apple Ford, Highway 290 West in Brenham. You'll find Apple Ford is the smart choice.
Are you looking to add shade trees to your new or existing home or replace new ones in your pasture? You should contact 3F Tree Transplanting today. 3F Tree Transplanting offers relocation services, clearing, and drip line installations, and they have a variety of trees, both big and small, for sale to go on your property today. For more information, call 337-2981 or go online to 3ftreetransplanting.com. 3F Tree Transplanting is proud to sponsor the 2024 baseball season for the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes and the Blinn Bucks and Ladybucks.
All right, back we go here, and looks like the two head coaches are out there meeting with the home plate umpire and getting the pregame instructions on the way, and we're coming to you from the home of the Galveston Ball Tours that is here along the beach, not far from the seawall. A lot of people, I didn't realize already this early. I mean, we're only in February and people already hitting the beach. And, I don't know how many are actually swimming though, but a lot of them are out there sunbathing. We made it, survived getting through the Houston traffic. Although nursing a massive headache from getting through there. I swear, I don't know how people do that every day. But nevertheless, we're here. Don't forget, we've also got $80 worth of gasoline to give away in the home run inning as well. That'll be played later on. And then after the game, of course, we'll name our John Breeden Star of the Game as well as our Hyundai Brenham Drive of the Game as well. So a lot to do today, and we're glad you're along for the ride. And let's go ahead and take another break and hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
For quality water well pump repairs and installation, call Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They have over 30 years of experience and can get your water flowing again. Bilski works on all brands of water well pumps and tanks. Plus, they can improve your water's taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Get the best water out of your well. Call Bilski's Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job is too small. Bilski's Water Well Service also offers trenching services. Call Steve Bilski at Bilski Water Well Service for a free estimate.
Throw on your Cubs gear and get ready to cheer. Citizens State Bank is proud to be sponsoring the Brenham Cubs baseball and Cubettes softball teams. At CSB, we pride ourselves in always stepping up to the plate and putting you first. Not just in banking service, but in the community too, because our hometown is your hometown. Come show your Cub pride alongside of us during the Brenham Cubs baseball and Cubettes softball games. Citizens State Bank, hitting your standards out of the park since 1925. Local people, making local decisions. Member FDIC.
Barn dominiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations at Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Buildings has built their stellar reputation of customer service through 25 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their locations in Brenham or Bastrop.
All right, well, we found them on Max Prep, so we were able to get the first names on the Grand Oaks players. Doug Brown with you here, and it is Brady Floss warming up for the Grizzlies. And he will be working to Bennett Hale behind the plate right side of the infield. Chandler Cohn at first base. Jalen Johnson at second on the left side. Sebastian Segura at short. Beaton Sanchez at short. Into the outfield, it's Parker Blackman in center. Flanked and right by Davin Luckin and left by Jacob Cortez. And we are going to get this one underway. And it's going to be Barrett Coring to lead things off for the Cubs. Right-handed hitting center field, or center fielder. And Coring steps in, and the first pitch from Flawless is down low ball, and it's 1-0. We're underway a little bit early. Official start time, 2:56. And that one is going to be a ground ball in the hole. It's short. And throwing on to first base, that's Segura over to Cohn, and it's out number one. Oh, also, we don't want to forget our game time weather update brought to you by Blinn College as Tanner Reese steps up. Got to pull that up here. Yeah, pitch is swung out and missed. We got sunny skies here in Galveston, Texas, with a high of 70, or currently 70 degrees right now, and sunset scheduled for 6:15 this evening. And overnight, they're scheduled to get down to 60 degrees as Reese fouls this one. And it's got plenty of foul territory there. And the first baseman was able to haul that one in for out number two. So two quick out for the Cubs. And looks like a real sunny weekend down here at the beach. And meanwhile, this game time weather update brought to you by Blinn College with the state's highest academic transfer rate and low tuition fees. Blinn's a great choice for your future. To learn more, visit their website at blinn.edu. And up next is Drake Benke, sophomore first baseman. Left-hander takes the next pitch outside and is 1-1. And that one down low for a ball. That's 2-1. So Benke out early here in the count. Cubs dressed in the white unis while the while Grand Oaks has almost kind of like a Mets type of jersey look, old school New York Mets. And 2-1, Benke sends this one out to left field. Left fielder almost lost that one in the sunlight and manages to get under and haul it in. And in the inning for the Cubs, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. And we move on to the bottom half of the first inning. And we'll be back after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Need your PC repaired but hate to tear it down and haul it to the computer store? Those days are gone. If you call Computer Helpers, they offer remote repair services to fix all kinds of software issues. All you need is an internet connection, and Computer Helpers can log in and remotely fix and repair your Mac or PC. Just call the nerds at Computer Helpers at 979-836-6098. The nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Cub and Cubettes, along with the Blinn Bucks and Lady Bucks, a successful baseball and softball season. BVR Materials is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Materials does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
Need a new roof but don't know who to trust? There's no need to worry when you call a company with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau like J&A Roofing in Brenham. J&A Roofing has been providing premier roofing services to the area for over 25 years. They specialize in all aspects of roofing, from new conventional to green energy-efficient roofs and repairs for both homes and commercial roofs. Call J&A Roofing today at 979-277-0625. J&A Roofing is a proud supporter of the Brenham Cubs and Blatant Buccaneers baseball softball season.
All right, and we come on back to the bottom half of the first inning. And for Grand Oaks, it'll be the top three in their batting order. Parker Blackman, Sebastian Segura, and Bennett Hale facing off against Preston Lee. Lee had worked in relief Thursday night here at the tournament, and now getting a chance to start this one. And he pitched in both of the games on Thursday, so the question will be how long will he be able to go for this one. And he'll be working with Tanner Reese back behind the plate, right side of the infield. You got Drake Benke at first base, Grady G at second. Left side, Owen Finke at short, and Landry Mendoza at third. Into the outfield, it's Barrett Coring in center, flanked and right by Luke Hardy. In and left by Cannon Creeder. As Blackman steps in here. Left-handed hitting center fielder. And Mendoza playing into the corner at third. And Lee's first pitch of the game. Swung on a miss. And it's 0-1. And that one up a little high. It was 1-1. And curveball in there for a strike, and it is 1-2. And down in a ball. Two balls and two strikes now on the leadoff man, Blackman. And swing and a miss, got him on strikes. And that's one away here in the bottom of the first. And that'll bring up Sebastian Segura. And that one up high for a ball. It's 1-0. Next pitch ticking, and it's 2-0. Zagura, another left-handed batter there at the top of the Grand Oaks batting order. And takes the pitch for a strike. It's 2-1. And Lee hangs that one a little too high. It's 3-1. Oh, yeah. That is going to be ball four. Only thing I can think of, it must have been high, because that's look not too bad from here. And meanwhile, Bennett Hale, the batter now. He's the catcher. First right-handed hitter in the lineup to face Preston Lee here. So one out and one aboard. We're in the bottom of the first. And that one down low ball. And That one is going to be smacked in the left field of base hit. Up with it is Creeder. He gets it back in a hurry. And that's two aboard now. Now bring up the cleanup man, Chandler Cohn. Looks like they're going to bring in Glover to run as a courtesy runner for Hale. In there for a ball. Two on, one out. Infielder shade up the middle, maybe looking for a double play possibility. Up and in the ball, then it's 2-0. Next pitch is ball and it's 3-0. And strike called. Snuck one in the back door there. Three balls in, one strike. Now let's see if Lee can come back and get him. That one going to be crushed out to center. Backtracking goes Coring, and Coring makes the grab. That'll be out number two. Now, fielder's having to fight that sunshine off because it's aimed right at him. And so they'll bring up Colin Martin, now the designated hitter. And that one ground ball is short. Finke up with it. He will flip. Oh, and he dropped the ball. He was going to run to the bag. He flipped it to G, and Grady G just, I guess, took his eyes off the ball, and it dropped. So that'll be an error that allows Martin to reach, and the inning is prolonged. And what should have been over, I think he might have been better served to just go run to the bag and step on it himself. And that'll bring up Davin Luck now. And so the base is loaded with two outs here for Grand Oaks in the bottom of the first. And pitch from Lee, foul tip, and it's 0-1. And this one's going to be popped up. Reese back behind home plate. And he's going to run out of room as it hits off the top of the dugout. Or top of the press box, rather, I should say. 0-2 count on Davin Luck, the right fielder. Jimmy. Cubs, by the way, in the third base dugout, and Grand Oaks in the first base dugout. Sends us one, a high fly ball and hooky foul. No balls and two strikes on Luck. And in that instance, the Luck might have been on the side of Preston Lee. And the pie for a ball, 1-2. And this one going to be a high pop in the foul territory. Reese giving chase, and he overran the ball and drops in. Another one that's kind of you contribute to the sunlight, beaten down. Really had to go right into the sun and ended up missing it. So one ball, two strikes remains the count on Davin Luck. And he's lucky that one wasn't caught. And 1-2 pitch from Lee. Inside a ball. Nearly got a piece of him, and it's 2-2. And then that one fouled away. Two balls, two strikes, two outs here in the bottom of the first. And that one's going to be popped up. Coring charging and Finke out. Finke makes the grab to retire the side in the inning. There were no runs, one hit, one error, and the bases are left loaded. And we go to the second inning. No score here from Galveston. Back after with inning number two after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Dahlman and Associates, your local Germania insurance agent at 310 South Bluebell Road. Protecting your auto, boat, home, business, and life.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library, your link to the past and gateway to the future.
Smitty's Cafe and Bakery, 4355 U.S. 290 in Brenham. Enjoy home cooking, not at home. Catering available.
Brenham Ironworks, for automatic custom gates and running metal building panels, trim, and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks.
If you have low credit, no credit, or bad credit, you can still get approved for personal loans at First Finance. Call 979-830-1158 or stop by 305 West Main Street in Brenham.
Yum! Sweets and Eats, serving delicious pizzas, wraps, candy, homemade fudge, and ice cream in downtown Brenham.
Tired of high energy bills? Contact Climate Defense Systems to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monuments and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
And on we go here to the top half of the second inning, and it's going to be Luke Hardy, Blaine Bartlett, and Ken Kreider to bat here against Brady Flawless. Hardy, freshman, right-handed batter. Homered on Thursday night here at the tournament. And then picked up a win in one of last night's game. And pitch to Hardy, up and in the ball, 1-1. Pitch from Flowers, and Hardy pops this one up. Who's going to take charge out there? And nobody, the third baseman ended up falling behind him as Sanchez came in. And so it'll be just an extra strike there. One ball and two strikes. And already we're seeing here just in the first about inning and a half, the Sunlight playing heck with the fielders out there. And pitch inside a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Outside the ball, it's 3-2. Next pitch. Outside ball four, and Hardy draws the walk. And that'll bring up Blaine Bartlett now, the designated hitter. No score here. We're in the top of the second inning. Cubs now finally get their first base runner here. Now let's see if Bartlett can move him around. And that one's going to be popped up. Catcher looking back, and that one's going to be out into the stands. 0-1 count. It's the final day of the tournament here for the Cubs, and then they'll be back home coming up on Tuesday night as they host Friendswood at Fireman's Park. And this one's going to be popped up along the infield. Sanchez calling for it, and he'll haul it in for out number one. Friendswood, as you recall, beat the Cubs Tuesday night 4-2, and so now the Cubs get a chance to extract some revenge there as Cannon Creeder comes up to the plate. Pitch coming from Flowers outside. Oh, we called a strike on that, really? That looked a little low. Not to mention outside, and it's 0-1. And that one a little more like it in there for a strike, and it's 0-2. One out, runner at first. Hardy takes his lead. And waiting so long, Creeder going to call time. Long look in by Flowers. Check the runner. Swung on a miss, took a big cut and came up empty. And that's two away now, and that'll bring up Grady G. G getting the start at second. You know he'd like to get a hit here and make up for that error in the top or in the bottom half of the last inning. Hey, we got two. Come on, seven. And this one, a chopper foul up the third base side. Nice play by Coach Wheaton over there in the box there. Showing he can still make a play now.
Hey,
The one pitch, curveball, and the G-Sin just want a high fly ball deep and back. And that is going to be off the fence. It's going to be a double. Hardy going to be held at third. And Grady G with the first hit of the game for the Cubs. And that will put Hardy at third and two runners in scoring position now for Owen Finke. Finke stepping up here, freshman shortstop. Two on, two out. Plowis checks the base runners. And pitches in there for a strike, 0-1. Plowis going to step off. Make Owen wait a little bit. And there's a pitch. And Finke smacks this one. That is going to be up against the fence. That's going to clear the base path. It's going to be a two-run double for Owen Finke. And the Cubs have taken the lead. Big hit there in. Luke Hardy has come around to score the first run of the ball game for the Brenham Cubs. And let me find it here. And the first run of the game is sponsored by Texas Farm Credit. Texas Farm Credit supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services. Today and tomorrow focused on helping you grow. If you're considering purchases of farm, ranch, rural real estate, or even a new home, consider Texas Farm Credit for your financing needs. And that one by Mendoza, back deep. That one's off the fence. And Mendoza's going to end up with the third double of the inning, and the Cubs have taken a 3-0 lead. As Finke scores. Having flashbacks of when these kids were in Little League. They're getting it done again.
Doubles are a thing there, too. Let's go.
And 3-0, and it's 3-0 Cubs here in the top of the second. And now that'll bring up Barrett Coring. Three doubles in a row there for the Cubs. And next pitch is taken for a ball by Coring. And next pitch up high for a ball. 2-0 count. And down low for a ball, 3-0. And starting to see some bullpen activity down the, some stirring in the bullpen there for the Grizzlies. And there's the pitch down low, ball four, and a four pitch walk to Coring. And that'll put two on now for Tanner Reese. And that's going to bring a visit to the hill. Going to have a little powwow trying to get his pitcher settled out, or are we going to.
Wouldn't think we'd have changes early yet, but who knows? I think right now this may be just a powwow. Sometimes the coaches just come out and say, you got one more hitter to get out of this inning. If not, I'm going to pull you. And also, too, and they are going to make a pitching change. And so Flowers comes out of the game, and we'll find out who the new pitcher is. But first, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
A juicy burger, chocolate shake, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Whataburger, perfect at all hours of the day.
Sidell Schrader, striving to elevate and serve others by providing quality tax, accounting, consulting, and audit services to the Brazos Valley since 1967.
Naylor Floors, LLC. Experience of wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties, 1404 South Austin.
Turn to the experts. Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier factory authorized dealer, celebrating 69 years of sales and service.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
Colwell's ChemDry, your green and clean solution to carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout cleaning and flood restoration.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge, paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Las Americas Latin Cuisine, serving the best dishes and wine from different Central and South American countries.
All right, we got a new pitcher here for Grand Oaks. And let me pull it up here. And that is going to be number 9. That is Luke Polson coming in, coming on in relief of Brady Flowers. So Polson in. You got two runners on base. Those are the responsibility of Flowers. Polson called in to stop the bleeding here as the Cubs have taken a 3-0 lead. Player regulation 7. And it'll be Tanner Reese stepping up here. So we've got a left-hand pitcher, right-hand batter. He's going to try to see if he can expand on this Cub lead. And that one is going to be drilled into left field, base hit. They are going to wave Mendoza, and he will score, and that is going to make it 4-0 Cubs on the RBI single by Reese. And now Drake Binky to the plate. We get the rare lefty on lefty matchup. Well, like recent at bat, this first pitch he saw that he liked, he took a swing at it, and good things happened. And it looks like we're going to get a courtesy runner here. Caleb Maurer is going to come in and run for Tanner Reese. Benke to the plate. Flew out to left field his first time up. And fouls that one away. It's 0-1. Runners at the corners, two down. All this offense from the Cubs coming with two outs in the inning. Yeah, that one taken for a ball. It's 1-1. Checking the base runners, and next pitch coming, and Benke smacks that one into
right field, and it's going to be a base hit, and another run is in as Coring scores. Mauer to second. And that'll bring up Lou Carty. So Lee, when he goes out to the bottom half of this inning, he's going to have a good cushion to work with. And down low for a ball. Throw back, and Mauer back in there safely, and nobody was guarding the bag. Luckily, the second baseman was there to cut that one off, keep it going from in the center field. Rhino! Rhino! Go 1-0 pitch, and swings and misses, 1-1. Cubs have now batted around in this inning. Hardy actually led off this inning by drawing a walk and coming around to score.
Let's go, Hardy!
Let's go, Hardy! Down in the ball. And it's 2-1.
Let's go, Hardy! Good job, Hardy. Good job.
1-9. Yeah. And that one outside for a ball. And it's 3-1 now on Hardy. Hardy walks here with load the bases for Bartlett. And Hardy swings and misses. That'll fill it at 3-2. Hardy steps out, dusts himself off, and he's ready to go back again. Mauer at second, Benke at first. Hardy trying to bring him in to add to that Cub lead. And a 3-2 pitch. And he's going to pop this one into right field. And Wynn's going to play. Oh, and he dropped the ball. Mauer scores to make it 6-0. And that'll be an E3. And now runners at the corners. 6-0 now, Cubs. And that'll bring up Blaine Bartlett. And outside for a ball, it's 1-0. And that one's going to be a high pop, shortstop color for it. And he does haul it in, 4-3. So in the inning for the Cubs, they do come up with 6 runs on 5 hits. There was 1 error and 2 runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Cubs lead it 6-0. Back into we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Any property you see, call EB 979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Coach's Insurance Agency. Get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. 225 Highway 290 East in Brenham or call 353-2033.
Call Texas Vein and Wellness Institute to schedule your free screening today at 281-888-1464.
Norman's Pharmacy. Independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
Fancy like Applebee's Bourbon Street Steak. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood at your local Applebee's in Brenham.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Mill Creek Glass in Brenham. Add a touch of glass to your home with custom shower units, cabinet doors, and so much more.
Moeller Electric. Servicing the Brenham area since 1952 with electrical installations and repairs. 836-7218.
Pizza Hut. They don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
Brenham Animal Services, providing community pets with the care they need and love they deserve.
All right, things off to a good start here for the Brenham Cubs in this championship game of the Santa Fe Galveston Ball Tournament. And we're coming to you from the Galveston Ball Field. Doug Brown with you on this Saturday afternoon. So glad you could be with us. And we go to the bottom of the second. It's the bottom three in the Grizzly batting order. Jacob Cortez beating Sanchez and Jalen Johnson to bat here against Preston Lee. Lee had left the bases loaded in the top half, in the bottom half of the first inning. And now we'll see if he can get a quick set of outs here. And pitches in there for a strike. And that one is going to be golfed down into center, and that one is a base hit. And nice throw in there by Coring to hold him to a long single as Cortez is aboard. And that'll bring up Sanchez next. Second hit given up by Preston Lee. And here we go with the pitch. And outside for a ball. Throw over. And just got underneath the tag. There is the base runner, Cortez. Good move to first there by Preston. Another one. He's getting close. Throw over and just got underneath the tag. They are really working on Cortez. And throw back, runner save, there it is. Ball is 3-0 now on Sanchez. After it comes at such a big inning, you don't want them to try to come back and have their own big inning. And in there for a strike. Good pitch there for the Cubs. Lee comes set. And a little dribbler foul up the first base side. Three balls, two strikes. Nobody out here in the bottom of the second inning. Throw over. Is ball four, and the Cub fans not happy with that. Sanchez draws the walk, and he'll trot on down. That's going to bring a visit to the mound. From Coach Joe's walk. Cubs leading this one 6-0, and Grand Oaks now trying to battle back. They've got a couple runners aboard and nobody out. Umpire will go out to break up the conference at the mound. A lot of conferencing going on, and we're about ready to resume play here. And put them all in there for a strike and 0-1. And next pitch, breaking ball in there. And it's 1-1. And finally, a strike called. You can tell Lee wanted that one. Two balls and a strike now on Jalen Johnson. And that we're going to be popped back. Two balls and two strikes. This one, a ground ball to third and foul. Mendoza gave chase. Two balls, two strikes still here in the inning. As Jalen Johnson just hanging tough. And now that will bring up Jalen Johnson. Long look in. And kicks and brings it. And it's inside for a ball, 1-0. We're at the bottom of the second. Cubs leading at 6-0 here. And that one's ball four, and Lee walks his second batter in a row. The bases are now loaded with Grand Oaks players. Sounds like the local fire department's in the call somewhere. Brings it back to the top of the Grizzly batting order with Parker Blackman, the center fielder. Blackman having his words with his coach.
Waiting on the first pitch here. And swinging and missing, that is Parker Blackman. Yeah, it's an 0-1 count. And next one. There's a ball, it's 1-1, just missing being a strike. And strike now. Can we get out number one here? Swing and a miss, then got him on strikes. Blackman strikes out for the second time, and that's out number one in the inning. Now let's see if he can battle back here. He's got Sebastian Segura to the plate now. And the pitch, swung and missed. Good off speed there, and it's 0-1. And that one is a grounder to first. Benkio flip, lead covering. They get the lead out, or get the out, but coming in to score is going to be Cortez with the first run of the game for the Owls. And that'll bring up Ben Hale now. As it leads now a 6-1 ball game. And he sends this one a high fly ball. Backtracking goes the left fielder for the Brenham Cubs. And making the grab is Cannon Greeter for out number three. So in the inning, there was one run on one hit, no errors, and the bases left loaded. We go to the third inning, Cubs lead at 6-1. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sports friends.
Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham, serving great-tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times. Lone Star Southern Grill.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 19 years. 289-0436.
DDM Custom Metal Buildings. For barn dominiums, workshops, office buildings, and barns, visit ddmbuildings.com.
Strand Associates, decades of experience helping Brenham and Washington County grow through excellence in engineering.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo. Honest service and expert repairs on commercial trucks.
Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Make life easier and let Brenham Produce deliver your feed and do the heavy lifting for you.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family owned and operated dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Reliable Homes of Sealy, for the lowest prices on mobile homes in Texas, guaranteed.
And on we go here to the top half of the third inning. And it is going to be Luke Polson working his second inning. They'll be looking at the middle, or excuse me, looking at the 6, 7, and 8 hitters for the Cubs. Cannon Creator, Grady G, and Owen Finke. And so here we are with Creator leading things off. And are we ready to resume here? I guess we are. And Creator wakes up on the first pitch. And that's down low ball. It's 1-0 on Creator. Yeah, that one foul away. One ball, one strike on the starting shortstop.
They sent a high fly ball out of the shallow right center. And it drops. And now that'll bring up. And Brady G with back-to-back hits. G and Greeter aboard. And now that'll bring up Owen Finke. I think he had a two-run double his last time up. Long look in by Polson. Now he's going to step off with Finke and Mendoza do up. Finke a freshman, Mendoza a sophomore. And he sends this one, another big fly ball out, and it could be trouble. And this time, though, the right fielder does hold on. And that's out number one. I think he got under it just a little bit too much. And now it's going to bring up Landry Mendoza. Mendoza had an RBI double and a score to run his last time up. Golden opportunity here to add to that Cub lead. And that one wild pitch gets away. The catcher can't find it. The runners are going to move up. So Greeter to third and G to second. Waiting on the pitcher. And that one's going to scoot through for a hit. Scoring this Creeter, they're going to hold G at third base, and it's an RBI single. Mendoza two for two. And now they'll bring up Coring. As the Cubs lead at 7-1. Swings and misses the first pitch. It's 0-1. Coring grounded out short his first time up. Last time up, he walked and came home to score. And that one outside, it's 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out. And a pie ball. One ball, one strike, and the pitch. And he takes a strike, and it's 2-2. It's only just one out in the inning. Go, Two balls, two strikes, one out. Inside for a ball, and it's 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Runners at the corners will be moving. And that one sent a high fly ball out to center. Tagging is G, and the catch is made. And he will race home to make it 8-1 Cubs. And now they'll bring up Tanner Reese. And we've reached the 1 hour mark in the game. And pitch up upside of ball. And next pitch. Two oh count. And that one is a ball. And that's going to put it 3-0 now on Tanner Reese, with Drake Behnke waiting on deck and probably salivating at a chance to get up there and face the pitcher again. And that one fouled away by Reese. Three balls and one strike. One ball, one strike. Still on top of the third. Cubs looking to add to their lead, and that one is a fly ball out to left center. And center fielder catches the ball for out number three. In the inning, though, the Cubs do tack on two more runs on three hits. There were no errors, and one run left on base. And we go to the bottom half of the third inning. Cubs lead it 8-1. Back into we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friend.
Center Church Brenham seeks to display the good news of Jesus Christ in every part of life. Now located in the old First Baptist Church at 304 North Market Street in Brenham.
Focused care at Brenham, providing inpatient rehabilitation and 24-hour nursing care, where your loved ones are treated like family.
T3 in Brenham, complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Hyundai of Brenham, Highway 290 West, offering Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty.
Tilleman Construction and Stega Tilleman Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
Citizen State Bank, local people making local decisions since 1925. An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto, Brenham's go-to place for routine auto care. Highway 290 West, next to Apple 4.
Shop where the builders shop. Woods and Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, providing a family-oriented community with multiple tiers of membership.
Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles, family-oriented general and cosmetic dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
And we move along here to the bottom half of the third inning. And it is going to be Preston Lee still out there on the hill for the Cubs. They'll be looking at Chandler Cone, Colin Barth, and Devin Luck. Cubs leading here 8-1. Coach is in place, and now we're ready to go. And pitch is in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Yeah. in and their fourth strike. And that one is a high fly ball out in the center. And over there is Barrett Coyne for out number one. Cone put a good hit on that one, but luckily Coyne got a good jump and was able to get right there to get it. And that'll bring up Colin Martin now. Martin 0 for 1, reached down there. Anyway, And a pitch. That's outside for a ball, and it's 1-0. Next pitch, take it for a ball. And pitch foul away. And that one is going to be hit high and deep. Outfielder's going back. That's up against the fence. And that is going to be a double for Martin. And time is called. That's going to bring up Davin Luck. Cubs with an 8-1 lead here. We're in the bottom of the third. You got to bear down here and try to get these next three outs. And Thomas Caldley wants to do baseball. Long look in there, and Lee checks on the base runner. And that one up high, a ball.
Go, Pete.
And the pitch coming. That one's going to be sent out to left field, backtracking and making the grab. Great catch there by Cannon Greeter. And that's out number two. Greeter did a good job of fighting off the sun with that and made the grab. And now that's going to bring up Jacob Cortez. So one on and two outs here in the inning. And that one outside for a ball is 1-0. And this one is going to be down the line. And is it, it is fair. Oh, no, he says it's foul. That one was hooking and just missed being a an RBI double for Cortez. Cortez singled and scored his first run. That was back in the second inning. Trying to cut into this Cup lead. Next pitch from Preston Lee in there for a strike. And it's 0-2. Next pitch. Oh, umpire says it's low. Cubs were fixing to walk back to the dugout. So one ball and two strike count. Come on,
And time is called. Reese going to head out to the hill to talk to Lee. Cubs coming up with six runs in the top of the second and two more in the third. Having the 8-1 lead here. Now the key is just trying to keep Grand Oaks from getting on the boards and that cutting into the lead. Umpire telling, let's go. One ball, two strikes, two outs in the inning. And Courtney looks in. Pitch to Cortez. That one's going to be popped up. Backtracking goes G, and he will call for it. He'll make the grab, and that'll retire the side. In the inning, there were no runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. We got three innings in the books. The Cubs lead it 8-1. And what do you say we give away some gasoline or some barbecue ribs? The home run inning is next. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 9:45 and Wednesdays at 6:30. And remember, let your light shine.
Kay's Mud Hut, Brenham's Doggy Resort. Let your pets relax, put their paws up, and stay a while.
Rob's Fun Center in Brenham for your new and pre-owned power sports vehicles and all your service needs.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignments and balancing.
Blake Sander with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait, go see Blake.
Thrivin' Financial. See agents Ray Weiss, Marvin Spreen, Ryan Aschenbeck, Annie Molly, Barney Lush, Sean Weiss, and Casey Henley.
In the market for a new ride? Stop in at Apple Ford in Brenham and ask for Johnny, the car guy.
3F Tree Transplanting. The best trees and transplanting services in Washington County. Go online to 3FTreeTransplanting.com.
WC Tractor. Serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at WCTractor.com.
Brenham Family Dental. Offering exams and x-rays and accepting new patients at 2001 South Market in Brenham.
And here we go as we head to the top half of the fourth inning. And for the Brenham Cubs, it's going to be Drake Femke, Luke Carney, and Boyne Bartlett. And it's time now for our Buccaneer Food Store Nathan's Barbecue home run inning. If a Cub hits a home run this inning, then the lucky contestant will win $80 worth of gasoline. If a Cub hits a double or a triple, then it's worth a rack of ribs. And our first contestant, Drake Benke, is going to come up to the plate. Oh, we got a new pitcher here. And that is going to be number 25. That is Roop. Or it might be Rupee. I don't know. R-U-P-E. Might be. It was like the Hoopies in ours. Just might be Rupee. We'll go with Rupee. And as we said, Drake Benke leading off here. And Drake is going to be hitting for Carol Harmeyer. And so, Carol, you are the first up in the home running contest. Courtesy of Buccaneer Food Store and Nathan's Barbecue. Can't say enough about those great barbecue sandwiches that they gave us last night at the game. That was really good. Benke is 1-for-2 with an RBI single. And Benke sends this one a high fly ball out to right, and right fielder over there, and that's out number one. So one away. Well, sorry, Carol, we tried there. And next up is going to be Luke Carney batting, and Luke is going to be hitting for Paul Richter. And don't forget, Buccaneer Food Store there, your convenient quick stop for gas, authentic homemade breakfast tacos, and original meat and fruit galachis. And pitches outside for a ball. 1-0 count on Hardy. Pitches outside for a ball. 2-0 count on the third generation Cub. And next pitch is a strike call. 2-1. And that one inside the ball, and it's 3-1 now on Hardy. Hardy has walked and reached in the air. He's also scored a run. And that one up and in, ball four, and Hardy draws the walk. And so, sorry, Paul, no gas or ribs, but you get a base runner here for the Cubs. And that is going to bring up Blaine Bartlett. And Blaine's going to be hitting for Delano Klossmeyer, another one of our regulars here on the home run inning. And so Hardy is going to come out. We're going to get a pinch runner here. Didn't see who the, didn't catch the number on. We'll see if we can pick that up as the inning goes on. And pitch is taken for a strike. Squares away, bunts that one foul, and it's going to be 0-2. Also, don't forget about visiting Nathan's Barbecue inside for lunch specials daily. You can get your barbecue ribs, pork, brisket, and side orders. Also, get stuffed baked potatoes with your choice of toppings. And remember, at Nathan's Barbecue, ain't no fib about their rib. You make the call, Buccaneer Food Store, Nathan's Barbecue, 1309 Prairie Lee Street in Brenham. Proud supporter of area sports. Throwback to first. And the runner back in. Oh, 2 pitch up high, and it's 1-2 on Bartlett. Bartlett's put in the air both times. A pop up to third and a pop up to short. Yeah, that one inside got out of the way. That was a pretty good fastball there. Good thing he had the helmet on. And that one back to the pitcher, and it could be a 2. Oh, high throw, and he's safe. The fielder's choice that allows Bartlett to reach, and E1 that allows Hardy to take the extra base. And that'll bring up Cameron Kreider. Runner safe error. Sorry, Delano, no winner there, but keep trying, and we'll continue on with the inning as Kreider bats now for Katie Brinkman. Katie Brinkman, you're next up. We're looking for $80 worth of gasoline or a rack of ribs, depending on if we get an extra base hit here in this inning. And that is a strike call. It's 0-1. If no winner today, then when we do the Cubette game on Tuesday night, that'll go up to $90 worth of gasoline, and we keep going each game, adding $10 to the pot until we get a winner. Thank you. Greeter one for two with a single and a run scored. Runners take the lead. And pitch is a strike call. And it's 0-2. And he fouls that one back. That'll hold the count at 0-2. We're in the top half of the fourth. Cubs with an 8-1 lead over the Grand Oaks Grizzlies here in the tournament championship of the Santa Fe Galveston Ball Tournament. And that one is fouled away. And that one way out gets to the backstop, and the runners will move up on the wild pitch. Yeah, it looks like Rupi's got, he's got good velocity, but just got to learn some control there. Runners take their leads. And a pitch from Rupi. Up high and 2-2. Throw back to third and in there safely. And time is called. Sent a high fly ball out to center. That is going to get over the center fielder's head. And that is going to be in a second base with a double. And scoring is Brady Rao and Cannon Kreener with an RBI double. And that is a rib winner for Katie Brinkman. She's going to get a free rack of ribs from Nathan's Barbecue. And so congratulations there, as that was Brady Rao running for his cousin, Luke Hardy, and Rao scores. And that'll bring up Grady G now with two on. Cubs leading 9-1. And strike called, throw back, and he's in there safely at third. Bartlett at third, Kreeter at second. Grady G is 2-for-2 in the game with a double, a single, and a pair of runs scored. And foul tip into the mitt. And it's quickly 0-2 on G. Oh, and I forgot to mention, Grady is batting for Jane Wellman. You're next up in the inning. And time is called. Yeah, that one low and not far enough, though, for Bartlett to try to score. And that one's going to be popped up. And by the way, still only one out in the inning. Thank you.
Let's go, Grady.
Come on, Grady.
Let's go, G.
Let's go, Seven.
And he smacks this one, and that's going to be a base hit. That's going to get one run in, and it looks like it's going to be all. It's an RBI single. Grady G now 3-for-3 in the game. Scoring is Bartlett to make it 10-1, Cubs. And now that is going to bring up Owen Finke. And Owen is going to be hitting for Barbara Upshaw. And Barbara, you are next up here in the home run inning. Got ourselves a rib winner now. We'll see if we can get us a gas winner. Finke is 1-for-2 with a 2-run double and a run scored. And down low for a ball. And one down low. 2-0 count. In there for a strike, 2-1.
Let's go, all blocks. Let's go, feet. Wait. Let's go, eight. Yeah, buddy.
And another strike. And it's 2-2.
Come on, Owen, let's go. Hey, go, Owen, block it, block it. Let's go.
And foul tip back into the screen. Two balls, two strikes. Runners at the corners, and still only one out here in the fourth inning. Cubs going to be looking at a run rule. Of course, they would still have to get to the fifth to get it, but still. And wouldn't that be a way to cap off the tournament? And that one is a ball. 3-2. And that one is going to be fouled down the line. And a pie ball four, throw back to third. He's in there safely, and that'll load the bases. And bring up Landry Mendoza. And so, sorry, Barbara, no winner there. And that's going to bring up now, with Mendoza batting, that's going to, our next contestant will be Floydell Richards. As time is called. And Mendoza 2-for-2 in the game. He's got an RBI double and an RBI single. And he's also scored a run. Swung out and missed, and an 0-1 count. And pitch up high, a ball. One ball, one strike. Ruby ready with his next pitch. Up high, 2-1. And Mendoza sends this one high and deep, back, and grand slam, Randy Mendoza! And there's our first winner of the gasoline for the year, Floyd L. Richards, $80 gasoline. And I think we have our contestant here for Hyundai Abundant Drive, and they gave not to mention player of the game. For Mendoza, that's now 3 hits and 6 RBIs in the game. And that's going to make it now 14-1, Cubs. And that's going to cause Mr. Roop to take a seat there. And we're going to get another pitcher here. And while they're doing that, we're going to take a break and be back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Forever Young Resale Shop, 701 East Commerce, for gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
Collier Construction, time-honored values and innovative strategies since 1938.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford and Hyundai of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
Apple Ford in Brenham, the go-to spot for your next new or used Ford.
J&A Roofing specializes in all aspects of roofing, from new construction to green energy efficient roofing materials.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody's somebody at the Toy Box.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
And we've got another new pitcher for Grand Oaks. And let's see here. Yeah, our score, by the way, Cubs, we're in the fourth inning. Cubs leading this one 14-1, in case you just missed it. Landry Mendoza with a grand slam. That's our first gasoline winner. $80 to Floyd L. Richards. And let's see here. And for Grand Oaks, this is Maddox Gonzalez batting. Fourth pitcher of the game for the Grizzlies. And Barrett Gordon, the batter. And so for this inning, since we've had our home run winner, that one's off the table now, but we still got a chance for some more rib winners here, as Christy Reddick is our next contestant, as Barrett Coring batting for her. Swung out and missed, and it is an 0-1 count. And down low for a ball, 1-1. And pitch inside and called a strike of 1-2. Gonzalez out there on the hill. And that one is going to be sent out to center. Center fielder dove for it and could come up with it. It's a single for Coring. And so the inning continues now with Tanner Reese. And Tanner is going to be hitting for Brianne Andrzejczyk. First pitch is a strike call. And pitch is a strike. It's 0-2. Yeah, And strike three called. Reese caught looking. That's two away. Well, sorry, Brianne. And next up we have Jamie Hafner is our next contestant here in the home run inning. We've got a winner, and we've got one rib winner, one gasoline winner, and looking to add more.
Let's go get money.
And Ben K. Sinders went down the line, foul ball. Benke, the 10th batter of the inning for the Cubs. Cubs with a 14-1 lead. And yeah, strike call. It's 0-2 now.
Let's go, Dre. Let's go, D-Money.
And outside for a ball, 1-2. Strike three call. That might have been a little generous there. And so sorry, Jamie. That is the end of the inning, but we do come up with six runs for the Cubs. And congratulations to Floyd L. Richards, our $80 worth of gasoline winner, and Katie Brinkman, our ribs winner. And the Cubs lead this one 14-1, going to the bottom of the fourth. And back with the Whataburger recap after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Are you looking for a new home or wanting to sell your ranch? Hody Real Estate has been active in all aspects of real estate since 1978. They're family-owned and operated in the heart of downtown Brenham with everything from residential and country homes, farms and ranches, unimproved lots, acreage, and commercial property. Visit online at hodyre.com to see their listings or call 83-
Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, Financial Advisor. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, Member SIPC.
For quality health care and the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care, 251-7705.
Brenham's favorite local car dealership. Shop online with Mike Leonard at appleford.com.
BVR Materials. They're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
Go see Anthony Jasinski at Mattress Guys in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center for hard-hitting savings on your favorite brands.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick some up today.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
Herman Furniture, there's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Mr. Windshield, here for all of your auto glass needs. 2831 US 290 West Brenham, 979-217-1034.
KT Auto Plus, General Automotive and Tractor Repair, located at 1006 North Park Street in Brenham.
And on we go here. We're now to the bottom half of the fourth inning. Cubs lead it 14-1. And it is going to be Beaton Sanchez, Jalen Johnson, and Parker Blackman to bat here. New pitcher for the Cubs is Logan Mason. And this pitch and change is brought to you by Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance is insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, home, personal, or business. Give them a call at 836-3613 to get a quote on insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life. That's 836-3613 for Wellman Insurance in Brenham. First pitch is a strike call. And next pitch in there. And quickly here, 1-1 on Sanchez. Sanchez walked his first time around. And sends that one down the line, foul, and make it 1-2. And it's also time now for our Whataburger recap. And our recap brought to you by Whataburger, 2801 Highway 36 South in Brenham. Juicy burgers, creamy malt milkshakes, french fries, fancy ketchup, adding flavor to your hometown. With online ordering now available, perfect at all hours of the day, 24-7 Whataburger. And two balls, two strikes on Sanchez. Let's see if Mason can get him, and the pitch is foul away. We go back, and the Cubs got on the board in the top half of the second inning. It was Luke Hardy reaching base on a walk. And then Grady G followed with a double two batters later. Owen Finke and Landry Mendoza then hit back-to-back doubles. And the Cubs at that point had a 3-0 lead. And then it was an RBI single from Tanner Reese and another one from Drake Behnke. And Cubs jumped out to a quick 6-0 lead. And 0-2 count, and that one is a line drive to the shortstop, Binky. And that's too quick out, or that's an out there. I'll bring up Jalen Johnson on out number one. And then the Cubs would get two runs in the third inning. And that one's a base hit for Johnson. On an RBI single by Landry Mendoza and a sack fly up by Barrett Coring. And then the Cubs offense exploding for six big runs in the top of the fourth. The big key being a grand slam from Landry Mendoza. Also throwing there an RBI double from Cannon Creeder and an RBI single by Grady G. And the Cubs lead here 14-1. And that's your Whataburger recap as pitch is fouled away. And pitch from Mason. Nice block there by Reese. And that one is going to be a high pop. Backtracking goes G. He'll haul it in for out number two. And it's a Blackman retired. That'll bring up Sebastian Segura. And actually, we're going to get a pinch hitter here. This is going to be Brandon batting for Segura. And Thomas Cullen bringing the whole infield in. Got Mason a little show of support there. Throw down. Oh, they threw the ball away. And that is going to allow Johnson to move up the next extra 90 feet. And that'll be an E2. 1-0 count. And in there for a strike. Good pitch there by Mason. Another one of these great young faces on the Cub team this year. And in the hole, it's short. Finke up with it. Got a long throw to make. And Behnke makes the dig on the other end and gets out number three. And so in the inning, no runs, one hit, one error, one left on. We go to the fifth inning. Cubs lead at 14-1. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 5 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your automotive needs.
Korth & Linke Welding, specializing in general steel structural and ornamental fabrication. Learn more at korthandlinkewelding.com.
Awards & More, creating customized awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley, Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Faith Mission, local people, local solutions. Changing lives and making a difference, making his mission our mission.
Christy Schlotman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park, offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Teamworks Parts, Service, and Fabrication gives each job the time and care it takes to give you the quality you deserve.
Plants and Things, a small-town nursery big on happy customers. Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you, small enough to want to.
Brenham Quality Meat Market offers fresh meats and much more at 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
And we're moving on to the top half of the fifth inning. Cubs leading at 14-1. Now the run rule will be into effect. And that'll be for the bottom half of the inning. Cubs with a chance to wrap up the tournament. Yeah, it'd be nice to come home with a tournament championship. Of course, big night, Tuesday night, our home opener as the Cubs get set to take on Friendswood. And that one will be at 7 o'clock. That's right. That one's an early start time, 5 o'clock over at Fireman's Park. Because of the driving distance, starting 2 hours early. Chance to avenge the loss of the season opener. And it's going to be Brady Rao batting here. Rao coming on in place of his cousin, Lou Carney. And first pitch from Gonzalez. In there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Next pitch. And this one, a chopper to short. Third baseman cuts him off. Throw to first, and he's safe. And an infield hit there for Brady Rao. And that'll bring up Blaine Bartlett. Bartlett reached in a fielder's choice last time and came around to score. 0-for-3 in the game. Up high for a ball. It's 1-0. And that one down the line, foul. And that one fouled away. No balls, two strikes now on Bartlett. And that one knocked out by the third baseman. Only play is to first, and he booted the ball at first, and so the runners are going to be safe everywhere. And so Rao goes to third, Bartlett on at first, and that'll bring up Kreider. And Kreider is 2-for-3 in the game. He's got a single, an RBI double, and scored a couple of runs. This one, another chopper. Third baseman over, fires to first, and does get the out there. And that'll bring up Grady G. And G with three hits in the game. He's got a double, two singles, an RBI, and three runs scored. And And that one clocked him on the batting helmet. And he'll take the trot on down to first, and that'll load the bases. And I'll bring up Owen Finke. Finke is 1-for-2. He's got a 2-run double. Also drawn a walk and scored a couple of runs. And now they're just double-checking on G to make sure he's okay. I think the helmet got the worst of it. And that one down low for a ball. And Landry Mendoza is having a huge day at the plate and is scheduled up next for the Cubs. And he sends this one out to left field. And that is going to get over the left fielder's head. And that is going to bring home Rao. And it's another RBI single for Finke. And Landry Mendoza now will get a chance to bat here with the bases loaded again. He's got one grand slam already. Mendoza 3-for-3. Or he could hit for the, he's missing a triple. All he needs is a triple for the cycle. And that one outside for a ball, 1-0. He's got double, single, grand slam, 6 RBIs, 2 runs scored, and swings and misses, and it's 1-1. And a pie for a ball, 2-1. Cubs, by the way, now leading at 15-1 after that last run scored. It hits this one a high drive again, backtracking, and that's going to be up against the fence. He's got a shot. And he's digging for 3, throw home, and he's got the cycle. That is the cycle of bases clearing triple for Landry Mendoza, and what a huge day there. And that's also 9 RBIs in the game. Unbelievable. And it's now 18-1 Cubs. And this one, Coring, that one's going to roll fair. And no play. Pitcher couldn't pick it up. And it's a Coring overreach. The inning keeps going. And Tanner Reese now bats. Oh, and Mendoza scores as well. So, and now makes it 19-1 Cubs. And pitches outside for a ball. And this one, pop up, and that's going to go foul. Runner first, still only one out in the inning. And that one up high, and it is 2-1. And another strike, and it's 2-2. That one is a pop-up caught by the catcher. Yeah, I'm going to find out on that one with Mendoza with that 9 RBI performance day. That's got to be, if it's not a school record, it's got to be pretty dadgum close. As Drake Benke comes to the plate. And that one up high for a ball. It's 1-0.
Let's go, baby.
And Benke smacks that one over, and that's going to get past the right fielder and go all the way to the fence. And Benke is going to be into second. And now that'll bring up Rao again. So the Cubs sending their Rao's their 10th batter of the or yeah 10th batter of the inning. 19-1 lead here. Now, because the Grizzlies are the home team, the run rule is into effect, but Grizzlies being the home team would still have to play the bottom half of the inning. And that one bounced over the shortstop's head. That's going to bring two more in. And a two-run single there for Rao. And it's now 21-1 Cubs. And a pie for a ball. 1-0 count. And that one, high fly ball. Right fielder calling for it and makes the grab, and the inning is over. But not before the Cubs put another crooked number on the board. 7 runs in that inning. And we go to the bottom of the fifth. Cubs need 3 outs to seal the deal. Back leading this one 21-1. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Winston Water Cooler of Brenham, your local wholesale commercial and residential plumbing supply, located at 2294 South Market Street.
No matter what team you support, SSB Designs and Creations has a spirit gear for you. 301 West Main Street in Brenham.
For breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Chapel Hill Bakery and Barbecue is the place to go.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, 606 South Austin. For the classic toys you remember, like pedal cars, trains, and rocking horses.
Pool Techs, the pool professionals, specializing in custom pools and spas with servicing available. 319 South Austin.
Fosky's Jewelry at 210 East Main, proudly serving downtown Brenham for over 75 years.
Brenham Collision Center, quality service, timely repairs, excellent customer service. 810 West Main.
Allen Day Funeral Homes, when you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
For dozer work, excavation services, demolition work for commercial and residential services. Baker's Ag Service.
And back we go to the bottom half of the fifth inning. Cubs leading this one 21-1. Just need 3 more outs to seal the deal here at the Santa Fe tournament. And it's going to be Bennett Hale, Chandler Cohn, and Colin Martin to bat here against Logan Mason. Mason And Mason with his first pitch. That one in the hole. Oh, Mendoza went to knock it down, and he probably should have let Finke have that one. And well, we'll forgive him on that because he's had such a good day at the plate so far. And that'll bring up Chandler Cohn. So runner aboard here. We're in the bottom of the fifth. And strike called. And this one out in the left field. And over and making the grab is Kreider for out number one. And now I'll bring up Colin Martin. And, of course, don't forget during the post game, we'll be needing our John Breeden star of the game and our drive of the game. And just a little hint, they're going to be one in the same. And this one, a high pop. Finke calling for it. That's two down. And now Davin Luck, the batter. He's the last hope here for or actually they got a pinch hitter here. This is going to be Glover batting. Glover batting for Luck. And the luck for Grand Oaks hasn't been there. It's been all bad. And good luck for the Cubs. And next pitch is a strike call, 1-1. Now, I'm sure coaches wanted to make sure we save some of this for Friendswood on Tuesday night. And it's 2-1 count now on Glover. And swung on and missed. 2-2. And as the ball was in the dirt, the runner took off for second. And pitch down low, 4 balls, 3-2. And that one gets away, pitch in the dirt, ball 4 to Glover. And with it going to the backstop, the runner will move over to third. And this is going to be Rickman batting now for Cortez. So coach with the lopsided lead getting a chance to let everybody get a chance to bat here. And that one is going to be hit into center field. That's going to get a run in and make it 21-2. RBI single for Rickman. And so that brings up their schedule for Sanchez. Let's see. It is going to be Sanchez batting. He's 0 for 1 with a walk. And that one, ground ball to third. Mendoza fires across to first, and that's the ball game. Our final score, Cubs win it 21-2. And this broadcast of Brenham Cub Baseball made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. And our post-game show is next, and it's sponsored by Woodman Life, John Breeden with State Farm, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger and Brenham, Hody Real Estate, WC Tractor, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Hyundai of Brenham, Nathan's Barbecue, DDM Pipe and Steel, and the Bank of Brenham. Back with the post-game after these words from our sponsors.
Introducing new boneless Wada Wings from Whataburger, tossed in honey butter, honey barbecue, sweet and spicy, or buffalo. Now, we know there are some people who are going to say these premium chicken tender bites are not real wings. And to that we say, so what? It's okay to be deliciously incorrect. Butterflies aren't made of butter, french fries are not from France, and your daddy's famous pork butt, not actually butt. New boneless Wada Wings. Delicious? Yes. Correct? Who cares?
Wada Wings. Wada Wings. Wada Wings.
Wada Wings. Hi, friends. Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brenham. Whether it's between innings or a pitching change, a break in the action is plenty of time to use Bank of Brenham's fast and easy-to-use mobile app or online banking. By the time the action resumes, you could have checked balances, deposited funds, or paid bills. To learn more, go to bankbob.com or call us at 836-3332. Bank of Brenham is a proud supporter of the Cubs and Cubettes. Go Cubs and bank with Bob in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Member FDIC.
Wayne and Clarence of Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to support the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes baseball and softball teams this season. We're cheering on the Cubs and Cubettes into another successful season leading into the playoffs. We wish them a swift and safe victory this spring. Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County, one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel. We make it personal.
All right, and they're doing the presentation. Instead of a trophy, we get a championship surfboard to take back to Brenham with us. That is cool. I like that. And big win for the Cubs here as we come back 21-2. And what a big night for, or big afternoon rather, here in Galveston for the Cubs. As, I mean, the offensive explosion here this evening, including Landry Mendoza. What a day that young man has. Four hits to go along with nine runs batted in, hits for the cycle. Three runs scored, and just a huge day for the Cubs. And we'll see what they come up here for the post-game interviews. Because definitely want to talk to these young men, but Cubs getting the win and getting to end the tournament on a good note. And it looks like Coach is going to have some chats. Well, let's go ahead and while he's doing that, let's go ahead and take care of our star of the game. And, of course, our star of the game is going to be Landry Mendoza. And Landry Mendoza, as we said, hitting for the cycle. RBI double, RBI single, grand slam, three-run triple, hitting for the cycle, and nine runs batted in for the game. Just a huge day. And come on in, and we're going to start first here with Owen Finke. And Owen, congratulations on this big win. What a way for you guys to end the tournament here.
Yes, sir. We were hitting the ball like crazy today.
Yeah, and I mean, it seems like everything you guys were I love the surfboard, by the way.
Yeah,
that is
awesome.
Coming out and taking care of business, you guys really came out and took care of business today.
Yes, sir.
And you had yourself a couple of big hits there. You really got it rolling in the second inning there with that two-run double. And tell us about that at-bat there.
Well, I was just looking for a fastball because he has a really live fastball, and I just saw one that I liked and hit it.
Yep. And now you guys get to come back home Tuesday night. Finally get a home game after all these road games this week,
sir.
And get Friendswood again. Did y'all save anything for them?
Oh, we got a student section that I hope you come out and cheer us on, and I think we can get them.
All right, Owen, thanks for joining
us. Thank you.
And all right, who wants to go next? And Landry, come on in. And brother, what a huge afternoon.
It was.
Four hits. Hitting for the cycle,
yeah.
Nine RBIs in the game. You were just really stroking out there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Tell us about those at-bats.
I kind of took what Coach Spivey said in the cages earlier about, you know, just not thinking up there. And so, you know, I kept it simple and just, you know, saw the pitch and hammered it.
And when you hit that grand slam there, did you know it was gone when you hit it?
I had a kind of a clue it might go, you know, with the wind blowing, you know, it was way up there, but you know.
Yeah, and it's
glad
funny
it did go over.
It's
yeah.
funny because the ball coaches were in here working the game that they were just surprised. They're like, and they go, Grand Oaks is a good team, and
uh-huh.
y'all put it on them today.
Yeah, we didn't let it. We didn't let that. You know.
And now you
challenge us. Yeah.
And now
yeah.
y'all get to go back with a tournament victory.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So we're having fun now, and enjoy the ride home, and
right.
good luck to you guys on Tuesday
one.
Night.
All right. See you there.
All righty. And coming in, we got our starting pitcher now, Preston Lee. And Preston, you had plenty of offense here to work with this afternoon.
Yes, sir, I did. Big thanks to my guys for making the plays. I just threw simple strikes, and good things happen when you throw strikes.
Yeah, and you had actually pitched a little bit on Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
Did you feel any of that coming out there today?
A little bit, but I only got 60 pitches through those five innings on Thursday. And I came out, felt good today, and got three done. And a big shout out to Logan for coming in and finishing it up for us.
Yeah, and of course, this was a big win for you guys. And not only that, they were also coach was telling me they were 4-0 coming in, and you guys just came out and 21-2. That's just amazing. What a great job you guys did today.
Yes, sir.
And we enjoyed enjoyed this one, and have a good trip back to Brenham.
Will do. Yes, sir. Go Cubs.
All righty, and. And thanks, guys. And
thank you.
will you see you again down the road? In the meantime, let's take a break, and we'll have Coach Wheaton here hopefully shortly, but let's send you back to the studios and hear these words from our sponsors.
The team at Hyundai of Brenham is ready to help you in choosing your next vehicle. Hyundai of Brenham is well-stocked to please a wide array of driving lifestyles. Their team will address each of your needs with the utmost respect, care, and attention to detail. Whether in sales, financing, service, and parts, Hyundai of Brenham has your automotive needs covered. Check out their selection of vehicles at 1710 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Hyundai of Brenham is proud to sponsor the Brenham Cubs, Cubettes, Blinn Bucks, and the Lady Bucks during this baseball and softball season.
There are a lot of different components to a steel structure, but there's only one place you can go for everything you need. DDM Pipe and Steel in Brenham and Bastrop. From contractors to do-it-yourselfers, DDM Pipe and Steel has what you need for your metal building or fencing project. DDM's experienced staff will make sure you have the right hardware and accessories and help you select building or roof panels, welding supplies, flat plate or angle iron, even roll up and walk through doors. Stop by and see them or visit them online at ddmbuildings.com.
So, now that the baby is coming, I guess we'll need to get life insurance?
Woodman Life.
What?
Good company. And they give back. That's what cinched it for your dad and me. Look, you need life insurance. You might as well get it from a company that does charitable works in the communities it serves.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring, Christine Muehlbrand, Dorothy Dunsworth, and Marie Taylor.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
All right, back we go, and let's finish up where we were going earlier. And as we were saying, Landry Mendoza, our John Breeden Star of the Game, sponsored by John Breeden State Farm Insurance. See State Farm agent John Breeden, 2006 South Day Street in Brenham, for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. It's insurance you can trust. And now on to our Hyundai of Brenham Drive of the Game, and that's going to go to Landry also for the Grand Slam. And that was just, that was like icing on the cake for the afternoon. That was back in, let's see. And that was back in the fourth inning, that big four, meaning the grand slam there to really bust this thing wide open. And that is our drive of the game. Drive off in a brand new vehicle today. The team at Hyundai of Brenham offers a great lineup of vehicles, plus finance options, expert auto services, and exceptional customer service. Hyundai of Brenham has your automotive needs covered. Back with a final wrap-up, and hopefully we get to hear from Coach Wheaton after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank with Texas Farm Credit in Brenham. If you're thinking about buying property or even a new home, our team at Texas Farm Credit can help you finance it. Texas Farm Credit is an agricultural lending cooperative that's been helping Texans grow for more than 100 years. We share our earnings with our members through our cash back patronage program. The more we earn, the more we return. Let us tailor a financing package just for you. We offer competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Come see us at 1301 Highway 290 East or online at TexasFarmCredit.com/Brenham.
Start the year off right with a new Holland utility tractor from WC Tractor in Brenham, and warm up with preseason savings. Get 0% deals or cash back offers on PowerStar T5, Workmaster Utility, and T6 models. These powerful, comfortable tractors deliver from 40 to 126 PTO horsepower and capably handle nearly any job you throw at them, from loading to haymaking. Warm up with preseason savings now at WC Tractor in Brenham. Offer ends March 31st. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
State Farm can insure your car, your home, your possessions, but infinitely more precious and important, State Farm can insure your family's future. State Farm agent John Breeden can set up the right life insurance policy to protect your family's interest if the need arises. Life insurance from State Farm is tailored to fit your individual needs. So visit State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's life insurance made for you.
All right, and back we go. Once again, your final score. Cubs win it 21-2. We got Coach Chase Wheaton with us now. And Coach, what about your team's offensive explosion today?
It was pretty impressive. I mean, all I can say is hitting is contagious. Hadn't really shown that up to this point. Had a lot of good at bats yesterday, but you know, today was something pretty special that our guys put together 1 through 9, and it was a lot of fun to watch. You know, I think we can draw a lot of confidence from what we did today against some quality arms at that.
And Landry Mendoza, how about the day out of that number 9 spot, hitting for the cycle, and 9 RBIs in the game?
You know, definitely. You know, we have all the confidence in Landry. He's been struggling a little bit. I think he'd be the first to tell you, but. You know, I think that's something that he can take and build off of moving forward. So really proud of him.
And then really up and down, too. I mean, this was a team. Every guy in the lineup contributed, didn't they?
It was. You know, that was a lot of scrappy at-bats there early when it was still tight, competing with 2 strikes and then finding a big hit. And then, you know, when the big guy came in and threw it over the white, you know, I think he was grunting and then our guys were grunting too and we let it eat. And, you know, the game gets easy when a couple guys busted open and you start playing free and relaxed. And that's what you saw today.
Yep. And now next up, you get to finally get a game at home, Tuesday
finally
night against
the Road Cubs, right?
Friendswood, another shot at them. And, of course, y'all owe them a little payback from earlier this week, and I know it's going to be nice to get back home again.
It will be nice to get back to Fireman's Park. You know, we got our work cut out for us. They're a great ball club. You know, just a well-rounded team, 3 facets of the game. They're going to pitch it well, and they're physical and swing the bat, and they're really solid defensively. So looking forward to the challenge. You know, I think our guys, like I said, you know, if you can't draw confidence from this one, then you know, so I'm excited to get back out there on Monday and go to work and get Friendswood and Fireman's Park on Tuesday night. Should be a blast.
All right, Coach, thanks for joining us. Have a safe trip home, and
right,
we'll see you again down the
thanks
road.
For coming. All right.
All right, Coach Chase Wheaton joining us. Yeah, that is going to wrap it up for us here tonight, or I should say this afternoon. And I want to thank Grayson back at the studios for helping me bring this one to you. Big thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in. And, of course, big thank you to our sponsors who make our broadcast possible. And for all of us at KWHI Sports, this is Doug Brownson. Good night, everybody.